I'm John Moenkel reporting from the Drake Stadium infield. I'm being joined by the South Hardin girls 4x200-meter relay team. To start off, I'll have you introduce yourself with your name and your grade.
I'm Alex Sheldahl. I'm a senior.
I'm Katie Allison. I'm a sophomore.
I'm McKenna Ayers, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Ada Eller, and I'm a sophomore.
All right, so a new PR today by a little over a second, about 1:46, a little more than that, and ninth place here today. What allowed you guys to run your fast race of the season? What kind of gave you that speed here today, you think?
I think racing against tough teams and just coming into it knowing that we wanted to improve our time, we wanted to place decent and just have fun, so I think that definitely helped, and all the adrenaline with all the fans and everything is just a cool experience.
I definitely think like the competition and the fans really like give us a boost, but yeah.
The competition is good. It's just knowing that we had a 1:49 at districts and knowing that we can drop our time a lot coming down because we had a lot of wind up there. And then, yeah.
Yeah, and I just think like being here at like Drake Stadium and everything and just knowing it's like our last meet and last time running it of the year, so just give it all you got. And yeah, I definitely think the fans are also a big help. So.
How would you guys describe the journey of this group here this season, like from where you started up to this point now, being able to run your best time down at state?
I think it definitely started last year. We made it down here in this event and just like carrying that, like having our goal. We want to make a state, want a PR, want to keep improving, and I think that's definitely what helped a little bit.
Yeah, I think just like working on handoffs and everything at practice and just like running with like the same team like all year long and stuff. We're just used to running with each other and so we just have fun doing it.
I think just the same team coming down here for the same three races is really like a boost in confidence. So I think that gives like a lot of like the nerves. We still have some nerves, but like it's the same team all year long and same as like last year at state. So.
And being able to compete at, you know, state, I know some of you guys were able to compete at the Drake Relays as well. What are some of the biggest things you've learned, maybe the lessons you've learned from these experiences being able to compete at these huge state events?
Knowing that we had to work on handoffs to get them perfected so we can run well and make sure we don't drop the baton so then we don't get a bad time.
I think just perfecting everything. So, like I said, it's now or never our last meet of the season, so, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think working on handoffs was a big help for us and just, yeah, practicing a lot and working hard at practice.
And also I want to add to that, like, our team chemistry and just, like, all of us knowing that we're in it for each other and no one for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And last question for you guys, what does it mean to be able to represent your school and community down here at this event?
It's really awesome. We have a lot of support with the fans, our team, our classmates, everything, and I think it's helps us a lot just to know, like, we want to show them what we got.
Yeah, I think the fans do help a lot. They just support us through, like, everything we do, and just we want to do the best we can for them and the best we can for our school.
Yeah, coming down here and supporting, like, running for our team and our school is, like, nice, so then we can just show them how good we can be and how good we are.
This is a fan group, like everyone else has said. It's a huge thing. Just, like, hearing all the fans in the crowd, even if they're not from our school, is just, like, really helpful and, yeah.
All right, that's the South Hardin girls 4x200-meter relay team. Ninth place here in Class 2A and a new PR. Congratulations, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, we'll have more reports coming up in about a half hour.